At Lebatard Show on Twitter, what would you rather do at the end of your life? Write a book, eat plant soil? Great question.
It was a dark updates from Christine Lisi today. I mean, you're imagining a 91-year-old woman 6 hours from death eating plant soil to stay alive.
I have so many questions. Can you imagine the desperation? Was it in a bag? Did she have to break a flower pot? If so, how? Because I imagine if she could summon the strength to break a flower pot, she might have something to summon considering her present situation, right?
Well said.
59% of the audience said write a book. What the hell did you say?
He just petered out. It's been a long week. We're all very tired here at the end. Is that the end of the polls?
Yeah, those are the polls.
Yeah. By the way, don't freak out, audience. We have a scheduled day off tomorrow. So with Masters coverage, that bumps off all the Ride Home Project stuff. No TV show for Dan. That means Highly Questionable and this show are not on TV. So we decided to take a long weekend.
Exciting. Round two of the Masters, full day off.
That's really what happened.
Yeah, that.
Stugatz, what level of bad in terms of Stugatz being bad during our annual distracted Masters coverage?
Well, considering how my most recent contribution went, I'm not going to throw stones.
All right, so do Billy and Tony and Roy and Chris have some sort of assessment on how you think Stugatz did today compared to all the other days that he gets distracted by the Masters coverage and just, I can't get his attention because he is a bit of, I want you to imagine a dog of some sort that has way too much energy. I feel like Mike's dog Roma has a little bit of this, a lot of energy and also ADD. And so it's the most certain thing every year that if we're broadcasting while the Masters are going on, Stugatz can't pay attention.
Yeah. Get to do it again in 5 months. I mean, two Masters in the span of 5 months. I'll do it again in April. This is exciting. I mean, you got Xander Schauffele, -3, top of the leaderboard. Yeah.
Whippets like their larger cousin, the Greyhound. You would think they have all this energy, but they're amazing couch potato dogs. It's not until you get them out in the open green and they start doing figure eights that you realize, oh, they have all this pent-up energy, but they just chill most of the time, Dan.
I knew Stugatz was confused when he started saying that Tua was going to be better than Herbert, even though this entire past week he was taking Herbert over Deshaun Watson, over Lamar Jackson, over Aaron Rodgers, over Big Ben, over Brady, over Breeze, basically everybody, and just completely flipped and said, I know Tua's better.
Yeah, Masters week, you're right.
Stugatz, what was the Tua joke you got in at some point? That you didn't say Tua, you turned another word into Ua. That
Nua.
Was good.
Nua.
Nua. That was good.
Who knew? Shaq Lawson. Did you know Shaq Lawson was a Dolphin?
When he was running with the football down the sideline?
Who knew?
I feel like if you've been paying attention to the Dolphins, which you haven't been, you would know that. Like I don't.
Yeah, I knew that.
Considering what happened to me yesterday, I really have nothing negative to say about Stugatz.
Okay,
so
very
you did,
good.
You did good job, Stugatz.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
He did not do well. He never does well. What?
No. He passed a sniff test today, Dan. Pass, fail, sniff test. Now, the eye test, like a 65, but sniff test, pass.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Remember when I called 13 a hellhole? Bryson DeChambeau is the only player to record an over par score at 13.
It's well, like the easiest hole in the course.
You called it a hellhole, and you were taking a guess. Know. It really, like, I looked at you. You're not any kind of golf expert, and that right there, you managed in
whoa.
You managed in
11th hole, Parkland Golf and Country Club, the single greatest shot I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. I mean, part of the reason why I hit a driver on that hole, 11, Parkland Golf and Country Club, is that's the only club I know the name of.
Mike, do you realize that in two words, okay, to anyone driving around out there listening to our coverage, maybe for the first time, hoping to get a Masters update, you managed in two words to wreck the credibility of our entire show by saying that 13's a hellhole.
Hellhole, that.
Short par five. I mean, should birdie eat with his eyes closed.
A hellhole, Mike. What made you do that? Like, did you figure you might be right?
I just
like,
wanted to be a douchebag, Dan. That's it.
But it comes so naturally to you. You don't have to make some effort.
Well, thank
there.
You. Oh, tip of the hat,
Tony.
It's a 510-yard par five. It's exactly the hole Dan was talking. About.
That's right. They explained. So Chris, who actually knows what he's talking about, comes on here. Dan, we're not really doing that anymore with the 500-yard hole.
Sagat tried to let you down easy because he's like, well, par four maybe, but he was going along doing saying yes in the improv game. Good teammate there.
Yes, but Chris is right. I mean, listen, Augusta's different. Their par fives are 510, 505, 530, and 570. But Chris is right. The par five has become closer to 600 yards than it is 500 yards.
Okay, but let me ask you guys this question, though. It's the question that I was asking. Chris, do you believe that DeChambeau can get on to 13 in one shot? If it's not raining, and if the fairway is kind.
If it's running.
Do you believe that DeChambeau is a golfer who I could be sitting there watching a par five, and he could get it on the green in one?
I do not believe he could do that.
Physically.
I mean, I just think that, like, I don't know the layout of that hole. Like, to reach it, he's going to need a lot of roll. It's going to be like a downhill slope, like, he's hitting the ball far, but that's like 500 yards is a little, it's got to be the perfect wind, the run on the fairway. Like, everything has to add up for him to even have like a remotely chance of doing
it. The fairways would need to be cut thin. It needs to be a bit downhill. But here's the thing. When you hit it that far, and I think, Chris, this is what you were trying to get to. When you hit it 420 yards in the air, it doesn't tend to roll. It just tends to land and not roll very far.
Well, what if the Hulk dog legs?
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Did you Google that?
Yes, he did. He had to.
Golf words?
Golf terms? Yeah.
Dog leg left or right, Mike? Which way? Left or right?
Did you Google golf
terms? No, I've actually heard that out on the course, out there on the links.
I'm with my to hit a fade.
Friends playing best ball. And I say, what do you think I should use here? Hybrid? I know, a hybrid and driver. I think I'm going to just do a 7 and bump and run it. I got like 5 go-tos.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.